a serious incident. Melissa Patrick. East Knox Superintendent Richard Baird says that yesterday at 11:18 a.m., the East Knox District received an anonymous phone call from an unknown subject stating that they were armed and intended to enter the high school. Upon receiving this information, both the elementary and high school immediately initiated lockdown procedures and called 911. The uniformed school resource officer immediately began assessing the situation and implementing security measures. Additional officers of several law enforcement agencies arrived on scene in less than 5 minutes and began securing the area. Officers conducted a full and thorough sweep of the entire campus. After clearing the campus, law enforcement determined that there was no active threat present. During law enforcement's sweep of the campus, the district sent communication to families indicating that the school was under an active threat. The school district followed up with 6 communications to the families and community. As a precautionary measure, the district proceeded to implement their student reunification plan. Under the direction of law enforcement officials, all students and staff were safely evacuated to school buses and transported to the designated reunification location, where students were released safely. Out of an abundance of caution, the district canceled all evening activities. Baird thanks students and staff for following procedures, families for their patience, local law enforcement agencies for their rapid response and professionalism. The safety of students and staff is always the highest priority, and this response reflected the importance of preparation and partnership. If additional information becomes available, the school will continue to communicate with families. If you have immediate concerns, please contact the school office during normal business hours. Law enforcement is conducting an investigation into this matter. If you have information concerning this matter, please contact Knox County Sheriff's Office Detective Matt White, 740-397-3333. East Knox schools will be closed today to gather information and plan for the return of students. As a result of this incident, no students or staff were injured. A new year brings a new face to the East Holmes School Board. Board member Wendell Schwartzentruber was sworn in alongside re-elected board members Julia Klink and Steve Miller. After the meeting was called to order by the President Pro Tem Julia Klink, Treasurer Danny Ryman administered the oath of office.
Raise your right hand. Okay. Wendell Schwartzentruber, Steve Miller, Julia Klink, do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as members of the Board of Education of East Holmes Local School District, Holmes County, Ohio, to the best of your ability, and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office and until your successor is elected and qualified? The answer is I do.
I do.
Once all board members had been officially seated, Klink opened the floor for nominations for board president, with members of the board electing Brian Koblenz to serve in that role, and Steve Miller will serve as vice president for the upcoming year. During the tax budget hearing, District Treasurer and CFO Danny Ryman says that this is required by law for all school districts to pass, establishing the need for the county auditor to levy taxes on behalf of the school district.
It helps the county auditor determine whether the district is collecting sufficient millage to meet its debt service requirements, specifically bond retirement millage. East Holmes currently has no outstanding debt. This document also aligns with a financial forecast approved in the fall and the certificate of estimated revenues and appropriations that the district updates periodically throughout the year.
Ryman added that the most significant piece of information on this year's tax budget, which shows the district is expected to receive in local tax revenue in FY27.
Finally, compared to fall forecasts approved by the board, FY26 and FY27 estimates reflect increased local revenue. This increase is driven by continued growth in property values within Holmes County and supports the district's overall financial outlook. Those are the considerations for this year's tax budget.
Board meetings will continue to be the third Friday of the month at 7:30 a.m. with the exception of June and August, which will be on the second Friday at the East Holmes Central Office, unless otherwise noted. The next meeting of the East Holmes Board of Education will be Friday, February 20th at 7:30 a.m. at the East Holmes Central Office. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday 2 accidents, 7 incidents, and no arrests. Ohio authorities are warning the public of a new form of cyber fraud called quishing that involves QR codes. Scammers are trying to lure you into fake websites designed to get your data or start unsafe downloads. Experts say these are the best ways to defend yourselves and your friends and family. First and foremost, be skeptical of urgency. Scammers often try to pressure you with time, but real companies rarely will, especially with a QR code. Next, verify the source yourself by looking up the website in your browser. Do this before scanning the QR code. And finally, use caution before scanning codes you find on flyers or in the mail. Tax season is about to get underway, and you could see a bigger federal tax refund this year. That's because of changes from 2025 One Big Beautiful Bill Act, according to analysis from financial firm Piper Sandler. Refund checks could jump by an additional $1,000. The IRS says it will start accepting returns on January 26th. You have until April 15th to file. Economic experts are waiting to see if that extra money from tax refunds will impact consumer spending this year. A new national report shows telehealth abortions are on the rise, and that has implications here in Ohio. The Society of Family Planning says more than a quarter of abortions nationwide in the first half of 2025 were via the abortion pill provided through telehealth. That's up sharply from just a few years ago. Most of that growth happened in states with so-called shield laws that protect providers. Ohio voters approved constitutional protections for abortion in 2023, but doctors and advocates warn new state legislation could still restrict access, especially for telehealth. A Chicago doctor has been charged in the killings of his ex-wife and her dentist husband in Ohio. Michael David McKee yesterday waived his right to an extradition hearing in Illinois. He has been jailed since his arrest on Saturday. Spencer and Monique Tepe were found dead in their Columbus home on December 30th. Police found no signs of forced entry and nothing was stolen. The couple's young children were unharmed. The arrest ends nearly 2 weeks of speculation about the mysterious killings. The family expressed trust in the justice system to hold McKee accountable. And finally, there is an island for sale in Northwest Ohio. Mouse Island sits approximately a quarter of a mile off the northern tip of Catawba Island in Lake Erie. It is officially for sale. The 7-acre island, when viewed from above, resembles the shape of a mouse taking a swim toward Cleveland with a short tail at its western terminus. At one time, Mouse Island was co-owned by Fremont's favorite son, President Rutherford B. Hayes. The listing price? $5 million. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.